Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
Well, best known for crop insurance, the USDA's Risk Management Agency also offers programs designed for livestock and dairy producers. Rod Bain has more on the story.
When one thinks of the Agriculture Department's Risk Management Agency, the first thing that perhaps comes to mind is crop insurance. Yet, as RMA Acting Administrator Richard Flournoy points out,
we do have several options available for livestock producers. We have the Dairy Revenue Protection Program, which protects revenue of dairy producers. We also have Livestock Gross Margin Program, which also provides additional protection for cattle, swine, and dairy as well. We also have the Livestock Risk Protection Program that's also available to help with declining markets.
Recently, RMA announced some of those programs will be updated effective the 2022 insurance year. For dairy revenue protection,
the program offers a lot of flexibilities for producers, and for 2022, we're adding some additional flexibilities. A couple key changes: we're allowing class pricing option to remain available for purchase even in times where class 3 or class 4 milk price is not published. So even in those times, producers can avail themselves of the class pricing option, which is a valuable option. Also, we're providing flexibility on the record side by relaxing record requirements by allowing monthly total pounds of milk and milk components to be acceptable records instead of daily. That provides more flexibility for the producers to avail themselves of these products.
And for livestock gross margin,
one of the key changes here that we're making will be to allow producers to purchase this coverage weekly instead of monthly. That's going to allow producers to be more effective at managing the risk of their operations and obviously provide more frequent sales for producers to avail themselves of this policy.
Now, while the updates to both dairy revenue protection and livestock gross margin take effect next year, Acting Administrator Flournoy points out,
under crop insurance, that means they will be available and producers can avail themselves of that after July 1 of this year. So producers can go ahead and start purchasing these policies with these additional flexibilities after July 1.
Also of note, livestock risk protection will not be updated for next year, although
we have had a lot of recent changes.
Those changes include
allowing increased head limits, and we've provided additional subsidies. And as a result of these changes, we've seen a 1,000% increase in program participation compared to the 2020 crop year currently, and the year is still ongoing.
More details on these RMA livestock and dairy programs are available through local crop insurance agents or online at www.rma.usda.gov. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Have a great weekend. We'll see you again on Monday.